It's that time of the year again. No, no, not spring, not St. Patrick's Day. It's March Madness.
This year, we watched every game, read box scores, tracked injuries. This isn't March Madness. This is March meticulously thought outness.
Your team lost 20 minutes ago.
That's from CBS's How I Met Your Mother. And like them, many people, both the guessers and the meticulous strategist, will be handing in their filled out brackets for the NCAA men's basketball tournament today. It kicks off with BYU versus Florida at 12:20 Eastern. Lots of people are flocking towards Las Vegas, not to see a game, but because it's actually illegal to gamble in your office pool, my friends. If you need some tips, though, as you're making your last minute decisions on your brackets, we're joined now by Dan Shanoff. He's a freelance sports writer and a contributor to SportingNews.com and The Wall Street Journal. And another person is here also, Mike Hyland. He's an engineer, and he is headed to Las Vegas tonight for his annual pilgrimage in honor of March Madness. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Mike, not a very good line for you as you are getting ready to preparing to head off to Las Vegas, but you make an annual trip to Las Vegas, and as I understand, you crunch numbers obsessively, stare at boards until you get your brackets filled out and you're ready to gamble on your Sweet 16 and Final Four picks.
Yeah, sure. For about the last 12 years, we've been heading to Las Vegas, a group of my college buddies and I. The brackets are being filled out, you know, a couple days beforehand for all your office pools and friend pools. And then once you arrive in Vegas, really, you're sitting in front of these 20-foot projection televisions watching four games at once, betting on between, you know, one and ten straight bets per game. So you got 16 games going on the first day, 16 games the second day, and then eight each on the Saturday and Sunday.
And how accurate have you been?
Oh, you know, to really make money in Las Vegas on sports betting, you really only have to get it about a 60-65% clip. I'd say in a good year, I've been up around 80, and some years I've been down around 40.
So you're an engineer. Do you actually just crunch numbers to get the probabilities and the odds, or do you kind of get emotional about some teams?
Well, emotions certainly play into it sometimes. Generally speaking, you want to try to avoid teams that you have an emotional interest in. You know, I wouldn't say that I crunch the numbers specifically, but there's kind of a gut evaluation that takes place between the overall odds, say a money line wager versus a point spread for a particular game. You get to understand what those numbers should look like on paper, and when there's a little bit of an askew line on the board. Because, you know, Vegas is just taking a 10% cut of all the winning bets. So sometimes you'll actually be able to take advantage of a line that's a little bit off.
Okay, so let's go to Dan Shanoff, freelance sports writer. Dan, very often people do go with their gut in terms of turning out their brackets and turning them in. So can you give us kind of some educated advice on how to fill these brackets out and balance the numbers with our gut feelings?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I would be a cautionary tale for the gut. Last year, I went with my gut and finished in the 20th percentile in my bracket in my pool.
Wow, dude.
But I have learned from the experience, and so here's at least one big piece of advice. Pay attention to the crowd. Right? There's all these aggregators out there that will kind of crunch it, to the extent they will crunch the numbers of what everyone is picking, right? And so you get a nice wisdom of the crowd factor going and what the crowd is saying is that Kansas is going to win the tournament, and they're the top-seeded team going into the tournament, and that they're going to beat Kentucky in the championship game, and Kentucky is the second-best team in the tournament. And at some point, the combination of the selection committee's seeding of the entire bracket and what everyone around you is thinking and saying should factor into kind of, you know, what will probably happen. And if last year is any indication, where North Carolina, the best team in the country and the top-seeded team heading into the tournament, rolled its way to the championship, it's a pretty good indicator if your goal is to get the champion right.
But Dan, there's always got to be a Gonzaga out there, right? There's always a Cinderella
team. That's my
team.
Hey, come on. Gonzaga's mine.
See, this is what I'm saying.
Absolutely, and so you definitely want to sprinkle your bracket with a couple of upsets. And traditionally, the classic upset is the fifth seeded team losing to the 12th seeded team. And this year, there's actually of the four matchups, there are three that I think most fans are eyeing and thinking could have some upset potential. One is Texas El Paso over Butler, Cornell over Temple, and Utah State over Texas A&M. For whatever reason, the 12th seeded team ends up being a little bit stronger than their seed would suggest.
Mike, are you looking at those games?
Well, yeah, sure. You got to be a little bit careful. You know, in Vegas, we're doing a lot of straight wagering on the individual contests, but when you're filling out your brackets,
okay,
you know, you'll be in some pools where the seed multiplier per round makes a business case for choosing those.
Okay, but Mike, what's it come down to? Who are your final four?
Well, the final four, typically last few years, has just been chalk.
I want to know your picks. Who do you have picked for the final four?
Well, Duke's got an easy road, so I'm in there. I like Kansas coming out of their bracket, and I've got some surprises for the 2 seed and the 3 seed coming out of the other bracket.
He's being cagey. Dan, who are your picks?
Kansas, Kentucky, Syracuse. And my one non-one Final Four team is Villanova.
You are a brilliant man. Those are mine as well. That's why I think you're so smart. Dan Shanhoff, freelance sports writer, contributor to both the Wall Street Journal and SportingNews.com. And Mike Hyland, getting ready to go to Las Vegas, an engineer.
He's hardcore.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.